Jesus can relate to feeling let down by God, is Saturday. In their series, Week 1. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what He wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. Then at 3 o'clock, Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you abandoned me?" Mark 15:34. Do you ever feel like God doesn't see you? Jesus can relate. Maybe you prayed for healing, but you're still suffering. Or you're believing in God's provision, but it hasn't come. Or you might have asked God to heal someone, but they still passed away. These moments can make us feel unseen, unheard, and even unloved. They can also leave us with doubts about God's goodness and care. On the cross, Jesus cried out to His Father, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus felt like God had abandoned him. But Jesus isn't the first person in the Bible to feel this way. In fact, Jesus' words on the cross are a quote from Psalm 22. Psalm 22 is a pain-filled expression of doubt, hope, and strength. In it, the psalmist David shares how he feels abandoned, attacked, and out of options. But he also shares his belief that God still sees him, even when he feels far away. David knows God is good, but his feelings tell a different story. Can you relate? You may know that God is good and He loves you, but your experiences can make you feel like God doesn't really see you. Jesus quoted this psalm because He felt abandoned by God. He knew the facts. God never stops loving us and is always working for our good. But facts and feelings are two different things, and both are valuable to God. Jesus honestly expressed that He felt abandoned by God. He felt it, and He said it aloud, and it wasn't a sin. So if you're struggling now, know that you can express your pain just like Jesus. You don't need to sanitize your prayers or hold back your feelings. Jesus can relate to feeling let down by God. So when we feel doubt, disappointment, or frustration with God, we know Jesus is there with us. In Him, we can find comfort to help us get through anything. Jesus can relate. Jesus is fully God, and He's fully human. He has both the full human experience to relate to us and the divine power to save us. We don't follow an impersonal God who simply watches from heaven. He chose to humble Himself and participate in humanity because He cares about us. So when you experience challenges, pain, and temptation, know that Jesus can lead you through it, not just because He's God, but because He's been there. Last but not least is your two prayers for the day. First, pray, God, what are you showing me, and what am I going to do about it? Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Mark chapter 12, verses 35 through 44. While Jesus was teaching in the temple, He asked, "How can the teachers of the law say that the Messiah is the son of David? David himself said in the Holy Spirit, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit in the place of honor at my right hand, until I humble your enemies beneath your feet.'" Since David himself called the Messiah my Lord, how can the Messiah be his son? The large crowd listened to him with delight. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 1 through 6. So we have been given this ministry because of God's mercy. That is why we never give up. We reject all shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We don't try to trick anyone or distort the word of God. We tell the truth clearly, and we trust that God will approve of our work in the sight of everyone. And if the good news we preach is hidden behind a veil, it is hidden only from people who are perishing. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we don't go around preaching about ourselves. We preach that Jesus Christ is Lord, and we ourselves are your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.